Radio Free Europe. Going back to REM's first full-length record, although we have a guest in the studio who's going to tell us that that wasn't the first place you could get that. On that note, it is my great, great pleasure to welcome longtime host of the Around the Fringe program on a Friday night. He is. Does anyone know your real name, or you're just Rev Cool?
I'm not sure. All I know is I woke up this morning and I was enjoying myself, and these pirates kidnapped me and dropped me off here. And I'm speaking with Gwyneth Paltrow. So it's so nice, Gwyneth, to be here with you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Brad Pitt. It's always a pleasure to invite celebrities into the studio. Rev Cool, you were telling me that you played the tune we just heard, Radio Free Europe, which is from REM's first release on IRS, but I guess it really came out a little bit earlier.
Well, yeah, because I think I started in 1982, so it had to be around that period, and might have been 81 or so, but it was on a small label out of Athens called Hiptone Records, and I don't know if Hiptone did anything. I think they might put out five little 45s of local Athens, Georgia artists, and actually I got the 45 from Tom Carson, who at that time was the music editor at the Village Voice in New York, of course, and happened to be in New York talking with Tom, went to his apartment, and he was playing some music, and he said, "Oh, you got to hear these guys, REM." And he said, "Here, have a copy." And I brought it home and played it.
Wow. So yeah. So you were always drawn to music, always all about music.
Yeah.
And I would like to know, that's just wonderful. You find yourself in the apartment of the writer for the Village Voice by 1982. How does that happen to a boy from Dayton?
Just curiosity, I guess, and traveling around. Although, you know, I sort of am known a little bit in town for the radio show, but I was doing musical-oriented stuff before I was on WYSO.
Were bringing shows to town.
Right, bringing shows
to
town.
Had your own record label.
Right, had a record label. Was doing, like, some fanzine stuff. Was actually, I forgot about that. I did write a couple of things for the Village Voice. I saw a new editor. Did some things for New York Rocker magazine. The Seattle Rocket, and a few other, you know, weeklies that were out there at the time. They were interested. They were just starting to discover some of the new music in the world. And there really wasn't that many of us at a certain point. So the community, even nationwide, internationally, was like a village. So you would know people in other parts of the country just because you would correspond and due to similar interests in music.
Mm-hmm. It's Rev Cool Carter. We'll call him that much anyway. Hosts of Around the Fringe on Friday nights for 28 years. That's the number that we came up with, and that's correct?
You do math. it might be a little bit more than that now since we did addition or math subtraction.
Right.
But it started in January 82, so whoever out there wants to figure that out. So actually we're in the 29th year, going on to 30, the actual 100% 30 years is next January, something like that.
Okay, we're going to put on the
hog. I can't figure this stuff out.
Yeah, but I think you're spot on about that. Let's hear another tune. You brought some things here. We've got some interesting selections from a really wide source, which is a reflection of what you do on Around the Fringe.
Yeah, I did. I brought the REM mainly because I played it on the first show I did. I remember playing that along with Bob Marley, along with Fela Kunti. And it was sort of an unusual type of radio show, even for Antioch and for WYSO at that time. I think most of the shows on WYSO at that time were specialty music shows. Like you'd have a guy that was totally into the blues, totally into swing music, totally into a certain style of jazz,
just one genre.
Right. So when I started doing the show, it was a little bit different than the norm. And it's been here for a while, so that's must have done something right. Although, you know, with REM, I might play the first. I'm not that excited about REM anymore. You know,
back in 1983, they were making sounds you just didn't hear.
Right, that's true. That's very true. And a lot of people tried to sound like them, actually. Maybe a few people from around Dayton.
To this day, people still
right,
are.
To this day.
Well, let's play a little of the Bob Marley that you chose. Particularly, you wanted to hear the live cut of Exodus. You want to give us a little intro on that?
I'm not sure which concert it's from, but I've seen Bob Marley live, and I have to say that it was probably still to this day one of the most inspirational concert ever. The guy was like Messiah-like, and He's bigger in life and actually physically kind of a slight, was kind of a slight type of man. He wasn't huge. He wasn't huge. His personality is huge, but physically, yeah. I don't think he didn't seem that huge. But on stage, he was just magical, and you know, his dress just flying flying through the air. I remember just it seemed like the whole concert was in a silhouette of him, you know, with a spotlight on him and seeing his the dust flying from the dress. But it was very, 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 very inspirational. So that's whenever he's remained one of my favorite artists from that day on, and before that, actually. So reggae has always been a big influence in the music I play and in my life, and probably was an inspiration for me to investigate many other styles of music from around the world. So this is a live version of Exodus.
You down when you see your light. Let me tell you, if you're not wrong, where everything is all right. So we're gonna walk through the roads of creation with a generation, shot through great tribulation in this Exodus. Good God Almighty. Transgression, hey. Set the Captain Swing. Sent the Captain Swing. Sent the Captain Swing.
Performance and by special guest DJ today, the Rev Cool, hosted Around the Fringe for, we're just going to call it 30. I'm just going to call it 30 years, Rev. I'm just going to do it.
We'll make it like Shake and Dave, 25 years for 50 years.
5 years, yeah. But you've been here a long time. You were motivated by music. But beyond that, and it's true of all our volunteer hosts here. And by the way, did I mention you've been volunteering for 30 years?
Somewhere close to that.
For the love of it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, and a part of what does it is like the drive to share. It's not just that you love music, but you would like then also to share.
Well, I think I might have mentioned this to you before, but I have always had this philosophy of education by surprise, and I actually teach school too, and I try to pull that same philosophy into when I'm teaching kids literacy and how to read and things. I figure it's a lot better to have fun and to learn as opposed to beating somebody on the head. And so with my show, a lot of times, quite often, I won't go into a lot of detail. I mean, sometimes people want me to do that, but I won't go into a lot of detail about the music. I play it, and I figure I'll give a little bit of information, but it's a Friday night. People want to have fun, and I figure if somebody's really interested, they'll look it up.
And it's true.
And as inquiring minds will want to know. I don't really see a need to lecture people, but people can always contact me, and we can talk about it, but
that's right. You should, by the way, that would be a great way for people to connect with you more fully. On Facebook is a great place. You can go to RevCool at RevCool.com, correct?
Right. Yeah, RevCool at RevCool.com is my email address. And then Facebook.com/RevCool.
So there's just a lot of ways to make the connection in addition to listening in on a Friday night. I know when I first came here 10 years ago, a lot of the people that I would talk to about YSO, they're like, oh, you work at YSO. I listen every Friday night. I find it.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Well, it's true, too.
Mm-hmm. They like the point in the BBC is what they're saying.
Right, overnight. The point. I think it's called On Point.
On Point. Yeah.
The Point, isn't yeah, that point. Harry Nilsson cartoon vehicle. Anyway, so many great aspects of music and sharing music. And you also, you came in here with a stack of 45, so we're about to play something from vinyl, which is a rarity here on Excursions.
I think it's a rarity on radio in general.
I know. I know. When we started, both of us probably, I think, were way more, well...
You know, vinyl, I like vinyl because, you know, that whole record day thing was just on, and a lot of people are pushing vinyl because of that. And I think that's real exciting and cool, but I don't think there's anything sacred about it by any means.
Yeah.
The music, to me, is what's great. And if anybody had been a DJ back when I first started, you carry those boxes of vinyl around. I'll tell you what, they got kind of heavy. They did get very heavy.
I remember moving from apartment to apartment carrying that stuff around. I was glad for CDs in that respect, if not the only way. Well, it's funny because a lot of people, I don't think I have the finesse in my hearing that a lot of people do because they appreciate that analog sound. Uh-huh. There's no, it's not ones and zeros strung together to replicate the sound. It's like a actual like physical impression of the sound mm-hmm. made into the groove. So, but I don't hear it. I have to be honest. I just don't.
I don't pay that close attention.
I don't think
See,
I do
you know
either.
My philosophy on music is?
What?
I'm picking. People sometimes ask me what type of music I play for around the fringe. Of course, that's on Friday nights, 8 to midnight. And pretty, you know, much like Excursion, a big variety of sound. I may focus a little bit more on danceable things at times, but you do too.
Yeah.
But I've had this philosophy for a long time. What you have to do is you shouldn't own, number one, this is like... J. Todd's music, I mean, film rules. Well, my rules for music.
Right.
Number one, you should not own an very expensive sound system. People think you have to be an audiophile and own these real expensive sound systems. Right? That's cool. Says no. You should have really, really a cheap sound system. Okay. And then you put it on your cheap sound system, and then you start to vacuum the house. Okay. So, and you listen to the music. Now, if what you're playing sounds good on a cheap sound system while you're vacuuming the house, then you know you got a winner.
I love that.
So that's how the music's picked out for Around the Fringe.
That's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit. I got to do that now. That would be like the better test. I spent all this time reviewing music. I should just, you know, that would be like the ultimate. Does it pass, though, the final
right.
test?
Yeah, no sophisticated headphones or anything like that.
Rev Cool Carter live in our studio. He's a longtime host of Around the Fringe and just a great music fan, a great bringer and enhancer and augmenter of music right here in the Miami Valley. It's a great treat to have you. Tell us about this this vinyl 45 we're about to hear from the Customs.
Oh, the Customs. They were one of my favorite days. One of my day favorite. Blah, blah, blah. They were
the
one
day.
Of my favorite groups back in the days. Actually from Cincinnati. And quite often we'd like people who promote music would team up local bands with bands from out of town and Dayton bands would go to Cincinnati, Louisville, Lexington, Detroit, you know, Columbus, whatever. And those bands would come here. So a trade-off was Customs was one of the bands we would do that with. And they always put on a fantastic live show, a great band, and they were just fun. So that's why I brought it.
And here it is, Rev Cool on Excursions.
Baby,
Customs. We thank Mr. Rev Cool for bringing that in here today on 91.3 WYSO. A lot of great music made up and down that I-75 corridor, Dayton and Cincinnati. All of us pumping out some great tunes.
Oh yeah, we had a great. I you know, it still goes on with them there, youngsters, and it's always it's glad to see that as well. You know, I would actually like to see Dayton bands go. I think back when I was doing promotion, I do think Dayton's bands did hit the road more, from what I can tell. And it may have
maybe
been
you had to more.
I think it may have been of necessity. It may have been easier in a sense. Maybe the community was a little bit tighter from city to city. I don't know. But I think Dayton is in a location that it would make it advantageous for, you know, for bands from Dayton to go on a weekend out, you know, to various cities. Even if they don't make money, they're not going to lose that much. It's not as if they're on like a 30-day tour, you know.
Right. Plus, there's some factor that I just heard and I didn't fully appreciate. Dayton is central enough that some large percentage of North America is within a day's drive.
Well, that's true. And then even with Dayton favorites, got a bit of voices. I remember when Bob was a school teacher, and he would like use a sick day on Friday, drive up to New York, and play New York, you know, Friday, Saturday, come back on Sunday. And I don't see why people – I mean, that's before they were well-known, you know. And
yeah.
I just don't see why people can't do that, take the risk. I was talking to one of the local bands that played at one of the Dayton Tribute shows, and they said they had two dates in Chicago. And they did – one of the dates went really well, and the other was sort of a bomb. And I said, well, that's not bad. I mean, look, you got one real good date. You need to build off of that. Go back there. Keep going back there. Because what are you losing? You're losing – one weekend, you know, and you're 20 years old.
You won't miss it.
Yeah, go for it, you know. But that's just, you know, that's the only critique I would have in comparison.
Well, the internet probably, you know, I mean, you can have a MySpace page, never leave your home, and manage to have at least some ripple, you know, make a pebble in
that's
the water
true.
Somewhere far away. So maybe that's what that's all about. But man, I mean, I used to tour, get on the road back in the day, and it's actually fun.
Mm-hmm.
In a kind of dirty, need to wash, could eat some food now, please. Are we going to make gas money? Way.
Right.
It's like a really big adventure, but it has certain fun to it. Well, all right, you and I are going to start a little campaign. See
right.
If we can. Send all these. Go on.
Get out of here. I'm sick of you anyway.
We're talking with Rev Cool, the host of Around the Fringe for nearly 30 years here on these public radio stations, a volunteer host, someone who came out here for the love of it. And Rev, next we've got queued up a track from Fela Kuti.
Well, again, Fela Kuti was one of the first. Well, on the very first show I played Fela Kuti, and it might have been International Thief. I think it might have been, actually. And I actually, when I first started the show, to find records by Fela or any of the world artists was not an easy task. They were not readily available as they are today. You know, I guess that's one good thing about the global trade.
Yeah.
But it was not. Right. And it was very hard to find, even a lot of reggae. You had to look and search and find and really hunt it out, which I did, which I think helped make my show a little bit unusual at the time. And maybe today that still goes on. I'm not sure people say it does.
It's such a story worth knowing. The story's worth knowing. And I have to tell you that a lot of my experience with Fela Kuti and with a lot of the world music in general has come to me through you. I'm curious. I mean, did you have just like a cool friend who was forever? I mean, how did you find out, for example, specifically about Fela Kuti?
Just, you know, I could never tell you exactly, but it's probably through just constantly reading and talking to people or even there was a little small, speaking of record shops, there was a little small record shop in Cincinnati that did not last long, but I happened to walk by it and they had like some things in a window and I said, oh, what the heck? Went in, the guy was actually, had formerly worked for the Smithsonian. And so he had like all this bizarre music. And I'd say, well, you know, tell me about this, tell me about that. So that guy actually turned me on to a lot. And he had like some vinyl from Africa, It was actually pressed, you know, African pressed or vinyl pressed in Jamaica, which I, you know, I still have some of that stuff today. And that's the stuff I won't sell to Japanese collectors, but anything else in my possession is gone.
Yeah, Rev Cool was going through that phase. He was like, you know what? This has been good. Let's send this stuff out into the world. Fela Kuti is very much worth knowing a little bit more about. Of course, you can listen in 8 to midnight on a Friday, and you might get a little bit. Or you could look it up. I highly recommend it that you check if you're listening. Fela is spelled F-E-L-A, and then Kuti is K-U-T-I.
Right.
From what I'm picking up, just an amazing story surrounding this sort of like voice of a Nigerian generation, and then some, and a really tragic sort of end on it. And
right. He was a voice of liberation, much like Bob Marley, throughout the world, and actually studied in London and America for a while, and in America became familiar with the funk side of Afro music and incorporated a lot of Western jazz and American funk into his music when he went back to Africa. So it was like a cross-culturalization of, you know, sounds, and spoke much about the liberation of not just Nigeria, but of all of Africa and all the downtrodden people of Africa. At one point, he had an area in Lagos, the capital of Nigeria, that was basically his own private kingdom, I guess, that the authorities rarely dared to enter. And had a performance space there called the Shrine, where other artists would play, and you'd have big concerts. And at one point, this really awful thing happened. His mother was killed by a Nigerian police or army, I'm not sure which, and he was so upset that he actually took her coffin with her in it and dumped it on the steps of the government, and just out of protest.
That just
shows you what kind of the strong feelings he had. So international thief, if you understand, you know, same initials, ITNT. So that's the background of Fela Kuti.
Rev Cool on Excursions on WYSO.
Let history forever mark this day. We're here in Sabawa Balewa Square. I declare my candidacy for president of all of Nigeria. Let music be the weapon. Music will no longer be of love, no longer of happiness or pleasure. Our music and our words must all be about the reality of Africa today. Wife buy food for family. Petty thief comes and steals our food. If wife no cook, man beats his wife. If I don't pay cop, he beats my ass. Landlord says you must pay more rent. Petty official wants 20% more. Oh, general takes his job away. Like rats, we still make a whole oil flow. Pipeline broke. Shell oil cries. Prices rise. Police beat head. Bloody flow. Bloody flow. Young man graduate from school. He can't find work, but he needs food. He breaks in markets late at night to steal mechanics' merchandise. Next day, mechanic cannot work. Next day, the taxis all break down. They say your country doesn't work. Like rats, we still make a whole oil flow. Pipeline broke. Shell oil cries. Prices rise. Police beat head. Bloody flow. Bloody flow. We've got one way to pick president. Just pick one African man. A man with low mentality. Give him a pile of dollar bills to buy himself election here. All the generals get their bribes. That's how we get our puppet chief. Like rats, we still make a whole oil flow. Pipeline broke. Shell oil cries. Prices rise. Police beat head. Bloody flow. Bloody flow. Gradually, gradually, gradually.
gradually, bend them gradually, gradually, gradually. Suddenly, he brings in his friend, the journalist, his friend, the commissioner, his friend, the permanent secretary, his friend, the minister, his friend, the head of state. They start to steal money, start the more corruption, start the more confusion, start the more inflation, start the more corruption, start the more oppression. They start to steal more money, start the more money, like Buhari and Shagari. Abacha and Guan,
international TT.
Like Obasanjo and the Biola,
international TT.
De Beers and Enron,
international TT.
Shell and Monsanto,
international TT.
Chinese Petroleum,
international TT.
Siemens and Halliburton,
international TT.
AIG,
AIG,
WTO. The government's code for fraud. I have seen the future. There are little thieves and there are
the way I see things, I go talk about upside up and downside down.
We must confront these criminals wherever they are in the world.
You be the one set this world on fire.
Rather than inflation, problems of corruption.
Our own hands.
Feeling like government.
Now.
Widespread disease.
Now.
Brutality.
Is now. Go fight them well. Nicola Pocuti, he who carries death in his pouch, who no mortal can ever kill. So let us turn Nigeria upside down. The police will try and shut us down, but the government won't dare come near me. I am the law and will do what I please. So yeah, man, make me your next black president.
Fela Kuti.
Fela Kuti, yes. La Fela.
Thanks for bringing that, Rev.
You know, the funny part is that was an edited version. Most of his songs are 25, 30 minutes long. He doesn't get warmed up for at least 15 minutes normally.
So it's like a groove. It's like a setting.
It's really hypnotic. A lot of, you know, drums and his saxophone. It leads up, gets stronger and stronger, more powerful before his vocals even come in. And of course, he has two sons out, Fumi and Femi out. Performing now, both are excellent, and I believe it's Femi. Femi has hit Fela's old band.
Wow!
Yeah, so that's really cool.
Wow!
Yeah, and both of the sons put on fantastic performances in their own right.
So you know, we haven't mentioned it. A subtext of what you do on Fridays also is to bring people together, and also to sort of like I'm just going to say bolster. You know, the everyone, like the sort of recognize the strength that we have as individuals, a part of this community, a part of this region. And I think I have felt it. I don't know. You must have that as a part of your mission. I can feel it. You're like, what?
Well, thanks for letting me know. I appreciate that.
No, I definitely always feel that way when I hear you.
Well, that's always been part of the driving force I felt behind the music I play. And to me, music in general, I think music brings people together for the most part, as opposed to driving people apart. And that's probably the history of American music in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of ways rock and roll, a lot of people have said this, and I assume it's true, is the combination of, you know, hillbilly music and you know, black music, blues.
Yeah, they called it, wasn't it hillbilly music and race music is what
right,
this little
right.
euphemism for the time.
So in a lot of ways, I mean, that's the case. I'm sure some ethnomusicologists out there that could give me precise information, but I'll just go with that story.
Yeah, we'll stick to that.
Right.
No, but it's true, though. Think of it, like all the disparate parts of this country, you know, the north, south, east, west. I mean, this holler, that holler. There's that one thing, and this is just one example, and probably through the centuries it will have always been true, but you can dance to a beat.
Right, and even like with African music, people for some reason think it's just every little bit stagnant in that location. Like just the music in Nigeria was just somehow created just by Nigerian people or just by, you know, people in Mali, just those people. But it's just not true.
Nothing happens in a vacuum.
Right. There's been trade throughout, you know, centuries, and let alone, you know, such silly things like merchant marine people, you know, bringing records to different locations. People talk, people trade, people listen to music, and it, I think, helps bring a lot of people together. One fellow came out, it was very funny, he came out once from Kenya, and he was saying, you'll never believe what American is really huge in Kenya. This is several years ago, I don't know if it's true now. I'm like, well, who? And he goes, Kenny Rogers. If Kenny Rogers played Kenya, he would fill a soccer stadium. Yeah, I mean, and he was completely sincere. And I later heard that on something similar to that on through Afrobeat Worldwide. And I thought he was, you know, giving me a story for a long time, but it ends up as true.
Something, you know, finds a tentacle, you know, through there. I love this new record from Rashid Taha that he's Algerian via Paris and the club scene. He, I guess, grew up idolizing Dolly Parton. No, that one makes
right.
You know, so did I. You know,
right?
How
right.
Funny.
You and Rashid Taha.
Rashid Taha have something in common. Rav, cool. This man, we have well spent a large chunk of this hour. I think we should go ahead and we'll just consider it at the Rev Hour on excursions here.
Uh-huh.
And thanks again for coming by.
Well, thank you. Oh, we have something else
we
wanted to
we
play.
Do.
Do we have time for that?
We absolutely
okay.
do.
A lot of, you know, I do this show, this radio show, so I think people assume that I listen to only one or a few styles of music, what I play on my show. And I sort of just, I don't play everything I listen to. I mean, I just don't play it because it's a Friday night. I think it has to have a certain ambience about it and a certain feel for Friday night. And I also just don't want to play everything in the world. I want to focus a little bit. But at home, I listen to a lot of different things, what you might hear on Around the Fringe.
At high volume on a bad stereo
right,
while vacuuming.
Right, right. Oh, that's very true. And I, like, for example, I really like Frank Sinatra. I mean, I probably never ever play Frank Sinatra on Around the Fringe.
Right,
and,
right.
And it wouldn't be bad necessarily, but, you know, I like Frank Sinatra. I mean, it's one of my favorite artists. I really like, Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline is one of my favorites.
Absolutely. How about Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper.
That's a guilty pleasure for me.
That is.
You
know what? I have a friend who's good friends with her, but I don't listen to Cyndi that much. But they're really good buddies. But one I especially, you know, I like James Brown a lot, and I might play James Brown on occasion, is Hank Williams. And Hank Williams has always been one of my favorite artists, and he's just, you know, I think he has, in its own way, has a lot of soul in his music. But this particular song, I want to dedicate to my wife, Kat, because she's also a Hank Williams fan. And it's about being in a doghouse. And since all men are dogs, me included, I think this might be, her name's Kat, it's about dogs, you know, cat and dogs. It might be a good touching tribute to our relationship.
Aww. Rev Cool for the beloved Kat.
Right.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause our new dog's moving in. She told me not to play around, but I done let the deal go down, so pack it on over.
Move it on over.
towed it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice. So scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
Shake it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. She'll crawl back to me on her knees. I'll be busy scratching, please. So slide it on over.
Move it on over.
Sneak it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over. Cause a mad dog moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine. So shove it on over.
I'm moving on over.
Sweep it on over.
I'm moving on over.
Move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
Moving it on over. We're going to move it on over in about 4 minutes. David Dye and the World Cafe coming up. But it has been a treat to be speaking with the Rev Kuhl today. Long time.
It's all your pleasure.
It is all my pleasure. You beat me to it. Well, listen, I wanted to also ask you, and we didn't get to it. So you started in 1982.
Right.
And the station wasn't even in this location. I want two questions. Yeah. But first, can you tell me, do you remember what sounds were coming out of the radio the first time you were aware that you were listening to WYSO?
When I first listened to WYSO, it had very little power. And I was in East Dayton, and I was still living at my parents' house. And on occasion, we could pick up this sort of wavy band of music.
If all the atmospheric conditions were just right.
Yeah, and that's when I first – and I just would hear like – it was in the 60s, so you hear the typical 60s psychedelic stuff. And I thought, this is like – some underground radio station from Cuba or something broadcasting.
Bouncing off the stratosphere and hitting us right in Dayton.
Right. So that's my first experience with WYS. But later on, they got a little bit more power and you could pick it up in Dayton. I actually started, volunteering for fundraisers and other type, sitting at booths and that type of thing for any number of years before I actually had a show.
Do you remember what it was that sort of made you realize, I want to do that?
Oh, do the show thing?
Yeah.
I was just listening and seeing some of the people I admired at the station. Mm-hmm. Thinking like Uncle Art Snyder. Art Snyder was one of my favorite shows. He had a blues show on. It was really, really listened to well.
Shaking Dave mentions him, yeah.
Yeah, and people like that just inspired me and came up with a proposal for a show, which is not too different what I'm doing today. So
do you remember who trained you? Was it Art?
No, it's actually I heard Cindy Funk mention this fellow, Larry Blood. Larry Blood did. Yeah, we had to actually take a test for the license back in those days. And
you used to have to know things about wiring and it was like the FCC test was
right. None of which I remember now, but I do have that card sitting around somewhere. It's not pristine like Cindy Funk's is, but
right,
as mine probably has like
I've got mine, but it was the last year I think that they even made them. But you didn't have to do anything; it was just a formality. Uh-huh. But you took one and had
we had to take the test. Yeah, my friend flunked it. Huh. I actually studied.
Or we'd be talking to him now. But
right.
Instead.
Right. That's true. That's probably true. But actually, when I first approached the station, the station manager at that time, whose name I won't mention, I'll just give his initials, which were Mark Miracle. He told me that over his dead body would I ever have a show out here. So,
really?
But last time I checked, Mark is still alive.
Let's just give a big ha ha ha.
Right. But we get along. We get along now. It's just like at that time it was –
I probably would have given you a second. Yeah. I've given you the hairy eyeball maybe back in the day. Although I'm not sure. I'll tell you what, though. I give you an eager ear every Friday night. It's the Rev Kuhl who has been doing Around the Fringe here for a nice, beautiful, amazing amount of time. I think long enough that we can officially call you a part of the airscape.
Yeah, I started when I was minus 1 year old.
Reb Cool, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki. It's been a pleasure and fun.
You can find him on Facebook. You can go to his website at RevCool at RevCool.com. This is member-supported public radio, just about nothing like it. 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. We're online at WYSO.org. Don't forget, support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and the first annual Glen Helen Earth Day. It's a 5K celebration on Saturday, April 23rd, kicking off at 8:30 with a kids' fun run and a 5K run for the adults at 9. Registration information online at glenhelen.org. Rev Cool, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
It's 1 o'clock.